society. What are you doing there?
He is doing your lecture.
Oh. Always? Not in class? Jnanam janu shlakaya chakshur unmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo mahabadannaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaurati Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Dhanadiya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namah Yang Praprajantam Anupetam Apeta Krishnam Dvaipayano Virahakataraya Juhava Putreti Tanmayataya Tarvo Bhinedu Tang Sarva Bhutaridayam tavai vasmi na jivami tvaya vina ite vijñay radhe tvam na mam charanam tike in upanishad there is a mantra about Gurudev, that Uttishthat Jagrata Prapya Varan Nibodhata Kurashyadhara Nishitam Duratya Durgam Patastat Kabayo Vedanti. Narottam Prabhu cannot do.
He's here.
Oh, here he is. Can he?
Can you translate?
You can help your. The second. Why is he not coming here? Just for both. More. And she should also. So, what is the meaning? Have you heard?
Yes.
You remember? Khurasya dhara nishitam duratya durgam pathastha kavayo vadanti. What is the meaning? Durgam Pathastha Khurasya Dhara.
The path of spiritual life is very difficult, like sharp like razor's edge.
Yes. Yes.
Sharp like?
Razor.
Razor.
Durgam Patha.
Very
difficult path. If you will miss to be careful, then you'll be cut. So, Durgam Patha Kavayo Vadanti. Kavayo means Mukta Purush, Tattvavid Purush. Liberated from this world, they are told like this.
Idam Upanishad, Kristantum Waman Prasatam Guru Deva. Yang mana di sana dinyatakan bahwa kita haruslah bangkit. Dan juga dinyatakan di sana. kehidupan rohani sangatlah sukar bagaikan bagaikan pisau yang sangat tajam. Apabila kita menyalahgunakan kesempatan ini, kita akan terpotong-potong oleh pisau yang tajam tersebut. Orang-orang mukta pulsa itulah yang menyatakan seperti ini.
Are you understanding something? They are understanding something. What she is telling? No.
Ask in Balinese.
Apakah Prabhu mengerti apa yang saya sampaikan?
Some. Look. Hari Priya Prabhu explain it more
detail, in detail.
In detail. Some? Why? What is Tam? What is Durgam? What is Nishita Durag Nishita? You can explain.
That other mic, walking mic?
And if he cannot do, then you should do. What name?
Anupama.
Very much. He's so energetic. Namin can explain the words. Potestat jagrata parapte varan nibudhat khurasya dharaya durgam. Some words, yes sir.
Uttisat jagrata prapavara nibodhata. That means the Upanishads warn us that we have spent so many lifetimes. Now by fortune, by cursed mercy of God, we get this human death. So if you lose this, then there is no chance to do bhajan. So only by human death we can do bhajan. Even demigods they could not do bhajan. So Upanishad is warning us, Uttisata, Jagrata, Prapavara Nivarata. Then you get up, wake up, that you are suffering by the Lord, suffering for your misery. You have to come out from all this, and you have to know who I am, and what is my primary duty. We have to surrender ourselves to lotus feet of qualified Gurudev and have to know who I am and what is my duty, how we can do bhajan. Khurasya dharaya nishita durastaya. That spiritual life, the path of spiritual life is very sharp, like edge of a razor. But in Srimad Bhagavatam, it explains that if you close your eyes and if you run, then there is no chance of fall down. So it is looks like quite opposite, but not this quite opposite is quite true. So how we can reconcile this? If we surrender ourselves and if we guided by a bona fide Gurudev according to his desire and which was sold by our dissipated perception, if we go through this way, we should not be fall down from this path, from this way. But if we do by ourselves, which is quite opposite of devotion, devotee, and to serve of God, then this be very fast, then at any moment we can fall down from this path. So we have to be careful. and have to work under guidance of Jagannath Gurudev or Vaishnavas. Dhruvam prasastam kavalo vadanti. This way is very hard. But if we surrender ourselves, it is very easy. If we surrender completely, then it is very hard. Who tells this? Who is Saptavid, like Brahma, Shankar, Shukdev, Narada Goswami, who is realized or liberated soul. So, according to their opinion, we have to work, then it is not danger. Otherwise, it is danger. So, they are warning us that if now we get this human form, then we can do bhajan only. So, other than any heavenly planet also, then God, they could not do bhajan. So, especially in Kali Yuga, who is took birth in this Kali Yuga, they are very fortunate because it is called Dhanya Kali. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descend, actually, we are in this planet, this Kali Yuga, so it is very, very easy to get Krishna Prem, Hare Krishna.
Govinda Bhagat is not here. Bindu Madhav Prabhu, don't know here language, this language?
No, it is not.
Shloka Aini Dharati. Pargunakala Kani Jupane. Pargunakala Badan Yanki Nadapat Kani Jupane Munti. Badan Yanki Nadapat Kani Jupati Bade Manusia Ini adalah sangat berarti bagi kita karena kita dapat mempergunakannya, karena kita dapat melakukan bajan. Bahkan para dewata pun tidak dapat melakukan bajan seperti yang kita lakukan.
Kudastadhara nikita durastaya durvam patastastavayu badanti.
Artinya, bajan ini adalah sangat tajam, bagaikan pisau yang sangat tajam, sangat dekat dengan kita dan akan memotong kita satu persatu. Ini dinyatakan di dalam Bhagavata. Apabila kita tidak menyerahkan diri sepenuhnya di bawah sifat berburu yang bernafas, kita akan mendapatkan masalah yang sangat besar. Dan sebaliknya, jika kita menyerahkan diri sepenuhnya, maka masalah itu akan menjauhi kita.
Come on. Give me.
Durvam patastat kavayo vadanti.
Artinya, kehidupan orang ini sangatlah sukar. Satu wit menjelaskan kepada kita dan memberikan peringatan kepada kita di zaman kali juga ini sangatlah sukar mendapatkan kesempatan yang seperti kita dapatkan sekarang.
Oh, it is here. In Upanishads, the liberated persons have told that we are in very dark night and sleeping. If you are so fortunate, then by the mercy of Krishna, any qualified Vaishnava as Acharya or Guru, he will come to you and he will try to make you wake up. He will tell, don't sleep more. You are sleeping for thousand and thousand and thousand years. Little. Without the help of that, you can tell.
Di dalam Upanishad dinyatakan, orang-orang yang telah bebas dari ikatan material menyatakan bahwa kita berada dalam dunia yang sangat gelap dan kita tertidur dengan lelap. Apabila Krishna memberikan karunia-Nya, kita akan dapat bertemu dengan guru yang berfaedah dan beliau akan berusaha membangunkan kita dari tidur yang lelap. Beliau akan membangunkan kita, bangunlah, jangan tidur lagi. Kamu telah tertidur selama beribu-ribu tahun.
So by hearing words, he may wake up. Guru wants only ear, no another senses or organ susceptibility. Because only ears can take transcendental words. There is no other means. So in the ear he tells the devotees or anyone that don't sleep. You are sleeping since the world has been created. Lakhs and lakhs time you have taken birth. But still you are sleeping. So you must
wake up.
Dengan mendengarkan kata-kata dari seorang guru kelasnya, dan dengan bisikan beliau, bangunlah. Seorang guru kelasnya hanya ingin telinga kita, hanya ingin dengan kita yang kerja, tidak ada organ yang lain. Hanya dengan telinga kita dapat mendengarkan kata-kata rohani. Tidak ada jalan lain lagi untuk membangunkan diri kita. Kita telah tertidur semenjak dunia ini terciptakan, sudah beribu-ribu tahunnya. Dan sekarang kita harus bangkit kembali, kita harus terbangun.
He's telling loudly, speaking. If that person is waking little, opening his eyes some, but still he is in Kumari, he is in
half sleep mode.
No? He is not in a mood to
get up,
sit down carefully. So Gurudev orders him, Utishthata, you can sit very carefully and try to come with me. Where? To serve Krishna, the Supreme Personality. You should come. Otherwise you will miss forever and ever. Not another chance will come. If you will go to another self, giving up this human body.
Beliau memberitahukan kita dengan tegas, apabila kita tidak mendengarkan perintah beliau itu, kita tidak akan terbangunkan. Apabila seseorang melihat hanya dengan mata yang terbuka setengah, dia tidak akan bisa terbangun. Dia telah memberikan perintah pada kita, bangunlah, kamu akan bisa duduk. Gurudev berkata, duduklah dengan baik dan berusahalah untuk datang kepadaku. Layanilah Krishna dan kamu tidak akan ketinggalan lebih jauh lagi. Tidak akan ada kesempatan lagi bagi kamu untuk mendapatkan badan seperti ini.
Prapya varan nibodhat. Prapya varan nibodhat. You should go to any realized, liberated person who can help you and from them you should hear, you should know and realize that you are not any worldly matter. Especially you are not this physical body. In this world, what you are seeing, really, they are not eternal. But you are eternal. You are part and parcel of Supreme Personality of Godhead who has created this world. You should also know that there is a relation between all the living entity and Krishna. But it has been covered now, and that is why you are sleeping in darkness. I want that I should take from this darkness in light. What is light? Golok Vrindavan. I want to help you to come there and to serve and be happy for your whole life. For eternally you should be happy.
Kita haruslah pergi dan berlindung ke bawah kaki Pamba Guru yang terbebas dari ikatan material. Khususnya pada ikatan badan ini. Ini adalah hubungan yang abadi antara kita dan Krishna, karena kita merupakan bagian dari Krishna. Ini adalah merupakan hubungan antara jiwa dan Krishna. Sekarang kita berada dalam kegelapan, dan guru yang ingin membawa kita ke dalam kegemerlapan, yang mana itu adalah Goloka Vrindavan.
Here, the word Varan has been told. For whom? Who are liberated. Though who has been realized soul, like Narada, Vyas, Sukadeva Goswami, the Parkas of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Gurudev, he is telling that at once you should stood up. Stand up. Because if you are not carefully following the way of this mark, this way of this bhakti, it's also so much curved, crooked, full of blades, like blades. Razors and full of so much misery, suffering and so many things. So you should be careful and come along me, with me.
Dunia ini telah memperingatkan kita pada semua ini. Orang yang telah bebas dari ikatan dunia ini, seperti Narada Muni, Vyas, Sukadeva, dan para pengikut dari kisahnya Mahaprabhu, telah menyampaikan kepada kita. Mereka telah memberitahukan kepada kita, apabila kita telah berdiri, dan kita harus mengikuti bagian dari pisau yang tajam itu dengan hati-hati. Karena apabila kita ceroboh, kita akan terluka. Dan kemudian menyampaikan ini, kita harus mengikuti beliau dengan sangat hati-hati.
It may be that person may tell, I'm not wealthy. I'm not so much strong. I've no such intelligence. No worldly qualification. Then Gurudev tells, don't be very thought all these things. Never you should be like this. Krishna is so strong,
full of all
power. Opulence. He is sarva shaktiman, omnipotent. And especially he is merciful. Causeless merciful. He is eager to sprinkle his mercy to you. But only you should determine that I will go in this path. Only you will have to determine, nothing else. So a strong determination should be there. And otherwise they will do everything. In Srimad Bhagavata it has been told that if you want to across this endless ocean of world, boat is here, in this side. And Golok Vrindavan is, Vaikunth is on other side. But if he will by mind take the ashray, take the shelter of that boat, boat will be there. You will be there. And you will see at once that you are across. Endless, on the other side of this world.
Orang-orang cuma mengatakan bahwa Sri Guruja tidak mempunyai kualiti atau kualifikasi untuk menyatakan semua ini, untuk memilih kita. Tapi kita harus kuat, janganlah sekali-sekali mendengarkan semua itu. Krishna sangat berkarunia kepada kita, sangat bermurah hati. Beliau sangat ingin menuntun kita untuk menyeberangi dunia ini. Di dalam Srimad Bhagavatam dinyatakan bahwa orang-orang di dunia ini berada di salah satu bagian dari pisau yang tajam itu, dan Goloka Vrindavan berada di bagian yang lain. Dan orang-orang yang di sini akan berusaha untuk menyeberangi pisau yang tajam itu dengan hati-hati sekali untuk mencapai Goloka Vrindavan.
Why Durgam Pathastat Kavayo Vadanti? This way is so crooked and it is very hard to walk on this way. But it is also easy if you are of a strong determination. So you should carefully be of a strong determination. If you are not like that, remember Bharat Maharaj, who was a baby king. He was so much learned. And he knew that I should do bhajan. And he left his home, everything, children, wife, wealth and everything. No? And went to forest to do aradhana of Krishna, to worship.
To perform austerity.
He went. But you know that one day he was doing so, chanting, remembering, doing devotional activities. He saw a female deer grazing very soft and green grasses. At the same time he saw that a ferocious tiger came and wanted to attack that female deer. When he was roaring and about to jump on the deer, at once in fear, that female deer also jumped up. There was a river there, a small river, full of water. She jumped over that river. And when she was jumping, she was pregnant. A boy came, a deer came from his home. She went on the other side. She was dying, but She was saying towards Bharat, who was chanting and remembering on the other side, with very pathetic eyes, "Can you not come? Can you not come and save my child?" Seeing this, Bharat Maharaj at once gave up his bhajan, sadhan, and came running, and from the stream of river, she took that child, his dear, in his lap, and he came back to his bhajan kuti. Not so much.
Kesulitan kesulitan ini sangat sangat sulit dapat dilalui. Dan apabila kita berhati-hati, itu mungkin kita lalui dengan jalan mengikuti dengan hati-hati. Di sini Guru Dev memberikan contoh di mana pada suatu ketika Maharaja Bharat sedang pergi ke hutan untuk memuja dan melakukan pertapaan. Pada suatu hari beliau sedang melakukan bhajan, beliau melihat seekor rusa betina yang sedang makan rumput, dan tiba-tiba datanglah seekor singa yang siap untuk menerkamnya. Ketika singa itu mengaum, seketika rusa betina itu terjun ke air, dan pada saat itu rusa betina itu sedang hamil dan yang melahirkan seekor anak rusa laki-laki. Pada saat yang krisis itu, Maharaj Bharat berusaha untuk menolong anak rusa betina itu, dan beliau mengambilnya dengan hati-hati.
Okay. Now he was absorbed in that dear child, very, very dear. Now he forget to chant, to remember Krishna. When he used to do so, very dear used to come in his lap. And he used to do something from his head like this. And he wanted that he used to take you in your lap, me, like little babies. Gradually, his attraction was going increasing. At last he was about to totally forget chanting remain, always engaged in pleasing that very dear. Thus he became gradually elder, became more and more aged, and he began to run here and there. And one day, at last, he went in the group of deers who were coming through this, passing through this. He also running towards them and mixed with them. And he ran away quickly anywhere with them. Now the king, the Bharat Maharaj, began to search, where it has gone? Where is my baby? Where is my baby? He was observed so much that he even forgot Krishna and everything. Here and there he was searching. In the meantime, death came, and he was remembering that
dear.
He was dead, remembering that deer, and in the next birth he became deer himself. So we should be very careful about this. When chanting remembrance, don't give your
attachment to others, other than Hari, Guru, Vaishnava. Otherwise you will have to go in other
pieces of life.
And you will be very far away from Krishna Bhakti. Bhakti Maharaj at that time was qualified to come in the stage of bhav, that is rati. And from that avastha, from that stage he has fallen down. So he has some purva janma ki baatein yaad thi.
So you would still remember something from his last birth.
He was qualified to remember his past
birth.
And he remembered all these things that I was attached in this baby deer, and I have become now deer. I forget in Krishna bhajan. So now I should be very careful. After this, he came again in Brahmin family, a Brahmin boy. And there, he had no charm with anyone, no attraction of man, not anyone. He showed himself, he posed himself like a mad person. Even he was not uttering omkar or any mantra, nothing, like naked, going here, there, but always remembering Krishna and Krishna, like mad person.
Bila dalam perkataan, dan dia tidak lagi mengingat apa yang harus dia lakukan. Pada saat dia sedang melayani bayi rusa tersebut, bayi rusa itu datang ke tempat beliau dan beliau selalu mengelus-elus kepala dari bayi rusa tersebut. Dengan ketika perhatian beliau hilang kepada bajan dan beliau sangat khusyuk dalam melayani bayi rusa tersebut. Dia sangat senang dan lupa segala-galanya. Pada saat bayi dari rusa itu tumbuh dewasa, dia bergabung dengan bayi rusa, dengan rusa-rusa yang lain dan pergi dari Maharaj Barat. Maharaj Barat mencari-cari bayi rusa tersebut ke sana kemari, dan beliau lupa kepada Krishna. Dan pada saat itu beliau meninggal dunia. Karena pada saat beliau meninggal dunia, beliau hanya teringat pada bayi rusa tersebut, beliau terlahir kembali menjadi seekor rusa. Di sini dinyatakan, hendaknya kita berhati-hati di dalam melakukan bajan. Apabila kita tidak memberikan perhatian sepenuhnya, apabila kita tidak memberikan perhatian sepenuhnya pada Guru dan Krishna, kita akan terjerumus. Dan kita akan terjauhkan dari bhakti. Beliau mempunyai kesempatan untuk memasuki bau, tetapi beliau tidak mempergunakan kesempatan itu sebaik-baiknya. Dan pada kehidupan itu beliau menyadari dan beliau menjadi sangat berhati-hati. Suatu ketika beliau terlahir kembali di keluarga seorang Brahmana, menjadi seorang anak laki-laki dari seorang Brahmana. Dia sangat bodoh, tidak mempunyai apa-apa dan tidak mempergunakan mempergunakan apapun di badan beliau. Tidak pernah melakukan bajan dan hanya Krishna di dalam pikirannya.
We also know Narada Goswami is a liberated person. Maya cannot touch him. No? But he has played a role of
a conditioned soul.
No? And he has given some instructions for us. Once he was doing austerities for Krishna. He was doing in meditation. And some beautiful Aspara Kriti Gulare.
Like angels,
heavenly lady angels.
Some aspara, beautiful aspara came, angels came. They wanted to make fall of Narada Rishi. But Narada was so much absorbed in Krishna Bhakti that angel could not do anything. Narada, seeing his position, he smiled, only smiled. That I am not as a Shankar that I will give cost to you. But you can go from here. And he could not give any cost or anything. But he became proud that I can conquer this lust. Even. But this false ego made him so much fall down. How? At once, Vishnu knew this. No. And he wanted to operate him. That is why Narada, with this false ego, that I can control my lust and everything. He went to his father, told father, I have won lust, I have conquered. Oh, you have done okay, but don't tell to anyone, not to even your Guru Shankar, or to your Aradhya Dev Vishnu. This is not good. But he could not suppress his false ego. He went to his Gurudev Shankar and told, smiling, by your Guru, your mercy, causeless mercy, I have conquered this Cupid and all these bad things. Shankar told, oh, you have done marvelous, but don't tell this to Vishnu. Return to your bhajan kuti, hermitage. But he was so eager in his false ego that he could not check himself, and he went at once to Vaikuntha, to Narayan. This is like a story you can do. You will have no chance. Have you chance? It is good.
My father also can translate, we can sit together because my Indonesian is not good anymore.
Oh, a little you should do, and after a while your father and you should meeting you can do, but little yet. No, you should try. I want to make you perfect. I think that all are so happy.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Loudly, loudly. Wife of Bindu Madhav Prabhu? Oh, she can do easily. She should come and explain. I know that she is so qualified.
Wife of Sundarananda.
So she should come.